in the fall. We just come back to house. Best thing here in your life. You climb in the fall and on in the spring after the snow melts and the ground starts getting warm there, just fluff up there. Prettiest thing here. It's tender and so tasteful. They beat anything you buy in the supermarket.
How much did you grow? How much did you grow?
Oh, we just, one time I did that one time.
Was it very much, did you?
It was just a few heads, all I had. But it was so good. He didn't say it, I already knew it. If tomato doesn't ripen, it rots. See, that tomato never gets ripe. It's rotten. He didn't rotten tomato.
Off the vine when it's just in the store?
No, in the stores.
Yeah.
He calls it rotten tomato because it is rotten.
Right.
He pulled it green, and if they pulled them right, they wouldn't be 24 hours.
Yeah.
Mush.
Right.
No way for sure.
That's true.
And they grow a special tomato. They bred it up for that purpose, too. It's a tough, hard tomato. Not much in it. I grow tomatoes in trouble. Maryland seed, and they're the tenderest things that you eat the whole tomato. It's just all, just melt in your mouth.
I had some good tomatoes this year for a change. Boy, they were good. And I had more tomatoes. I was curious.
Everybody around here, it rained up there where y'all at, Richmond. It rains all the time up there, and we don't get it.
Yeah.
But I didn't make any tomatoes, are y'all? It didn't rain.
Really? Well, I had a real good year for tomatoes. Wasn't so great for other stuff.
Next year won't be a tomato made hardly. It just alternates that way.
Last year was a bad year for tomatoes.
Well, I was in the hospital, and when I come home, everything was burned up in August, so it wasn't a bad year.
Well, did you ever grow any kinds of peas or anything like that?
Yeah, black eyes. That's all we ever grew.
What about beans?
Yeah, we did. Mine always grew beans.
What kind of beans did you grow?
Well, pintos.
Yeah? Anything else?
No beans. That's the best bean you can eat, but they don't make as much. They don't make very much.
Yeah.
And they're hard to gather. That's most tasteful. You can't go in the store and buy them.
Yeah.
You can go in all the supermarket here and see if pinto beans.
Yeah, that's true. You know, you dry
it too much. Boy, it costs a fortune if you hand pinto tanks. And then to grow them, I imagine these others say they cost 50 cents a pound. Them cost $1.50 a pound. Maybe more. But I don't know why somebody don't come out with them. They'd sell because everybody likes them. These green beans you buy just taste, they never taste like they're fresh. I mean, they taste greenish. You got that old bitter. But they've got improved. Pinto, they taste pretty good. I don't know.
Did you ever grow green beans?
I tried it one year.
No.
Picking anything is kid you and. They grow about that high on the ground. You got to go close to the ground.
Yeah. 6 inches or so?
Yeah, I just gave up on them. I planted another tractor. Had about an acre.
Huh.
And I just let them most of them go around.
Let's see. What else? Oh, what do you call those kind of beans that are, they're big. They're like about an inch or an inch and a half long, and they're kind of light brown.
Yeah, that's called a Kentucky Wonder.
Do you eat those in the pot or not?
They mostly eat them green. I don't know whether they're shelled in or not. Now, there's a lima bean.
What's that look like exactly? I mean, people call
them... They call them butter beans. They're flat beans.
Yeah. Well, are a lima bean and a butter bean the same thing?
I don't know for sure. I think people get it mixed up. I think a lima bean is what them little navy beans eat. I think that's called a lima bean.
Oh, I see.
And then butter bean is a big flat bean.
Is there a difference in the color?